Hey guys, thanks for listening to Kinda Dating, the comedy dating podcast where I, your host Natasha Chandel, and some cool guests break down the dating world and try to figure out why the fuck do we all have commitment issues? Today's topic is moving for love. Should you do it? Let's find out. Hello, friends. I'm Natasha Chandel. You're listening to Kinda Dating. Apologies in advance, or maybe not, for my super, super sexy low voice right now. I actually lost my voice. I've been gone for a month to India. Just a vacay to see family and do a little work. And, of course, came back and caught something. So I might be a little coughy today, but I'll try to control as much as I can. Thank you, as always, for listening. I've decided, though, that I want to hear from you guys more. And most of you know where to find me on social media, and that's where you generally tend to reach out with your thoughts and whatever. But I would love to get more questions and more stories properly from you. So email me at kindadating@gmail.com. It's super easy, guys. kindadating@gmail.com. And honestly, no one else reads that but me, so feel free to hit me up and share any feedback, episodes you want covered, or questions. And if you mention in the email that you're down for us to cover it on the show, we will address it on the show. Today's show is bittersweet for me. Mason, our lovely Mason, our longtime producer, friend, voice of male reason on Kinda Dating, has moved on to greener pastures. Yes, he left us. I'm heartbroken. I feel like I should go get the Mend app, which I already have, but I feel like I should, you know, get onto it more because I'm really heartbroken by this. And it happened while I was away on vacation. So Mason, I couldn't even meet. But he left for good reason. He left because he was moving for love. And I felt like it wasn't right for us to let him go without a proper send-off. So my guest today is my dear friend, someone without whom KD wouldn't have happened or been a success, our very own producer extraordinaire, Mason Booker. Hi, Macy.
Hello, Tosh. How's it going?
Good.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
Huge fan. Longtime fan.
You better be. We also have... Mason's girlfriend, the reason he moved here, we have Jenna Cava.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How
you
are you?
You stole Mason from us.
I know. I feel very special, but also slightly disliked.
No. We love you. We're just happy Mason's happy.
I am overjoyed.
Yay. Well, Mace, I mean, you know how this goes. Normally I ask the question, single or in a relationship, and now we already know. So how long has it been?
Was single. Yeah, was single. Now I'm in a relationship. Did you say how long it's been?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. What are we? Five and a half?
Something like that.
5.5, I think. 5.5 months coming
nice.
Up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tell us more about you two.
Sure. Well, we met through a friend. I came out here to Milwaukee. We're in Milwaukee now. I came out to Milwaukee for an event and we met. And I don't know. Then we just started talking.
We started talking and we couldn't stop talking. And I was like, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. We both knew that each other were in far off places, but we did the long distance thing for a while. And I don't know, I think it was like over New Year's, we had a big talk where basically Jenna was like, hey, this is awesome. Where is this going?
Yeah, I did long distance before for like 6 years with someone else, and I was like, I don't really want to do that again.
Yeah.
So we need to figure some things out.
Yeah, and I actually sent her the episode that we did on long distance relationships.
I was just about to mention that we did an episode with UCB's Edgar Montplaisir on long distance relationships, and like, yeah, exactly what you said, Jenna. You have to like talk about where is this going at some point.
Yeah, we set, and exactly like you stated in the episode, we set end goals where it was, you know, what is the terminating point of this? Like, how far is this going to go? And we had a pretty heavy discussion about it because as you know, I was pretty set up in LA, and unfortunately, Jenna was pretty set up here.
Yeah, very, very set up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she had all of her families here, and she had just gotten a new job, and she just bought a house, and
yeah, I was ready to go, as in stay.
Right. I did try to entice her with LA's charms, but she came to visit a couple of times, and she was pretty adamant that while LA was a fun place to visit, she did not want to live there.
Yeah, and I get that.
I mean, winter.
Like, yeah, and also you have your family like already established and stuff right. there. It kind of makes it a little bit harder to leave that. But I'm kind of like, I'm sorry to like bring it back to this, but I'm kind of like giddy inside that you guys used our episode as as like a starting point of a good conversation that led to
how could I as a good producer use anything else but yes
true.
And it was very helpful.
Oh,
it gave us good talking points and good points on like where, you know, good questions that we should ask each other, and yeah, I think that really helped our conversation, actually.
Nice. And do you mind me asking, have you guys, like, moved in together or just, like, or you've moved to the same state?
Sure. No, we talked a lot about it because that was one of the big things. My mother was very against my moving in with Jenna, and I got the impression that her parents were also very against us moving in immediately.
And yeah, why was that? What was the reasoning?
Oh, you know, it's my family was like, it's only been a few months. Mm-hmm. Like, how right. could you know him so well? Like,
yeah.
They just wanted me to be more cautious,
which is fair.
I can't blame them. I was moving here. My job prospects were slim. I'm older than Jenna. And I understand that they're hesitant on that front. My mom felt the same way. I was coming out, well, 3 years ago I had like a horrible breakup, and my mom was terrified that I was going to go through something like that again, because exactly, like, we had essentially not known each other for very long. I mean, four and a half months at that point, so it was quick. We did talk a lot about it, but Jenna, always rational Jenna, kind of pointed out that rather than move here and get my own apartment and basically come over to her place all the time and also pay rent on a place that I wasn't living, it would be smarter to just live together.
It would just be a waste of resources to get an apartment and then come over all the time.
Right.
Totally.
So I couldn't fault her on that. So yeah, we against everyone's wishes, we moved in.
Oh wow.
Immediately.
Wow, that story took a turn. I was really expecting. I was like, you guys were setting it all up that you just moved states and then you dropped it.
No. We talked a lot about it, but we were like, I couldn't fault her reasoning.
It makes sense. That does make sense. And how's it going so far?
How many days has it been? Five?
Yeah, five. I got here on Wednesday.
So Tuesday. Tell me everything. No,
right. So far it's good.
Yeah.
You know. It's been an adjustment for me. I don't feel like this is my house. Although I feel very welcome here.
Oh, good.
I know.
Yeah, I mean that takes a little bit, you know, especially when one person moves into another person's place, like it's already been sort of set up and whatever. I would just always try to tell people like not to compare it to other situations and like take it for what it is. Like a home is just what you make of it, you know.
Right.
It's not at the end of the day, it's fucking walls, you know. It's just whatever meaning and emphasis you want to put behind it. The fact that, you know, you're around somebody you really like, that, you know, that's all that really matters.
Right. And I think that's an excellent point. It's really just about, like, I'm going to nerd out. I'll bring in the Lothlorien reference here. I think it's really, there's no evil here except for what you bring with you.
Exactly.
That's a Lord of the Rings reference for you, nice. Tosh.
Yeah, we listened to that all the way here.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
I made Jenna listen to the Lord of the Rings audio drama.
You didn't make me. I was a willing participant.
Nice. Yes.
It was one of our bonding moments on the cross-country trek.
Aw, good. But, I mean, it's true. Like, I moved from, you know, I've lived in fucking five different places. I was born in Dubai. Yeah. I lived in Bombay. I moved to Toronto. I eventually, as an adult, moved to New York and then LA. And people ask me all the time, they're like, what's better and whatever. And I always tell everybody, I'm like, I am not doing that to myself. Like, I'm not going to create confines and compare anyone, because like they're completely different and all of them have pros and all of them had cons. And there's no point in doing that. That's just creating kind of drama in my life and angst that doesn't need to be there, when really the benefit, now I can always look back and be like, wow, I have five different homes. You know, when I go to Dubai, I'm like, shit, this is home. And I go to Bombay, where I just came back from, and I was like, wow, this is home. And, you know, every place I go, I feel lucky now to be able to say I have multiple homes. So it's really like I said, it's just your, you know, attitude and perspective. And I think it's important to mention that, because people who do decide to take that leap, again, like, it's hard enough. Don't, like, create that extra angst of, like, what wall you're in, you know?
Oh, I agree completely. Yeah, it's really hard to move to a new city and essentially start over. It's very difficult. So why add to that already?
Yeah, exactly. And really, in like a few months and maybe like a year or whatever, you're going to be like, that's home. And that's, you know, it's only the people who like resist what's happening that really never, ever settle into any place. But again, that's just like their own inner like demons. How did you know, was this an easy decision for you guys? And like, how did you know this was like the next right step for you?
Do you want to?
I wouldn't say it was an easy decision.
No,
but
I think we went back and
forth. We went back and forth a lot on it. You know, because as we said, we both were kind of set up in our own cities. So we talked a lot about it, but we also felt that, you know, it long distance wasn't going to be our thing, and it wasn't ever going to work if we stayed so far apart.
Yeah, I think we again, after listening to the episode, we both had a very solid, firm grasp on long distance was not going to work for us. We had both done long distance in the past, and both of us hated, despised it.
Oh, and I was in a 2.5 year long distance relationship.
I know. Like, I still marvel at that. Yeah.
And the guy was in a different country. I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
No, I don't know. Also, that dude, what was he thinking? Crazy.
Well, I mean, it's a very long story, but I won't digress too much. I just went to India and I met him for the first time after 10 years since we broke up.
Oh, my God.
And he
you
ended
don't know
up,
this story, but like he was a... Well, go ahead.
Well, he wasn't the crazy one. He wasn't the crazy one.
No. He was cool, but like...
Yeah, we were together 2.5 years and it was long distance. I was in Toronto. He was in India. And but we were like best friends before that for a couple years. We met through our dance company, and long story short, towards the end, I felt like he was cheating on me with the girl that he ended up marrying then, and they were together for 10 years. As of recently, they are in the process of separating and/or, you know, getting a divorce or whatever. So he and I reconnected, and we reconnected a couple years ago, but just like on the phone and just kept it cordial. But this was my first time meeting him, and he basically apologized for everything, swore to God like he didn't cheat on me. But it was and we were just talking. I was just telling him, I was like, you realize that, like, because him and his now ex-wife, I think they had some trust issues, and it was more on like he didn't totally trust her. And I was just sort of laughing inside a little. I was like, aha, karma. But I told him, I was like, you know what was funny is I spent 2.5 fucking years and I didn't cheat on you. And I was like in the prime of my life, like living it up in New York, and I had all these like hot guys like hitting on me, and I'd be like, no, I'm in a relationship. And he's like, I know, I'm so sorry.
No, you're so,
so it was
good.
Really interesting, like reconnecting after a long time, and he apologized and we were cool and became friends and are friendly.
I'm glad that he apologized. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 10 years later, but hey, better late than never. But I know how hard long distance was, and we were talking about it,
right.
and just like communicating and keeping it, you know, keeping the spark still alive with two people and not letting all the externals kind of break you up, which in our case it did. But so I understand why you guys who have also been through that would rather just like take the leap. But like, was this your first, was this your guys' first time doing this where you actually moved?
Yes.
No. I actually, so my, the relationship I had referenced previously where I'd been long distance for about 6 years, I actually originally, I'm from the Milwaukee area and I went away to school and I came back because he was going to school here in Milwaukee. And so I moved in with him like while he finished up his last year, but we ended up breaking up like 6 months after we moved in together. So I have moved for love once and it didn't end up working out, but that I wouldn't say I regretted it because I did end up back here by my family and it's been working out for me so far in other ways.
Oh, yeah, totally. You can't regret making any decision in your life. That's also, again, a waste of your energy because you can't go back and change anything.
The wisdom bombs.
Yeah. I mean, it's like me, again, regretting my relationship with this guy. But really, I mean, as much as he apologized and I was just like, hey, I actually appreciated the relationship. It set me off on a path I needed to be on, you know? After we broke up, I was like, oh, shit, I got to go do the things that I really want and need to do. And, you know, I started making better strides. So, yeah, can't regret that shit. And Mace, this is your first time.
This is my first time. And I surprised a lot of people. They never
thought
I would.
Yeah, you surprised me. You just dropped the bomb. I was like, what?
Right. Yeah. No, a lot of people didn't think I would ever move for love. Even my mom was taken aback. And she said,
and why was that? Why did they think you wouldn't do that?
Mostly because I guess as I was younger and I was a bit of a commitment phobe, and as I'm sure you can relate.
Me? And I, no! I, not at all.
No. All right. But yeah, I was a bit of a commitment phobe and I wasn't really sure about what I wanted in life, and I wasn't sure about, I was very much an opportunist. I didn't want to give up any opportunities if I could help. And that comes from the freelance lifestyle, I think. Like when you grow up kind of working freelance, you're always kind of like aiming for the best opportunities and like what's the best thing that could come. And I don't want to commit to anything because I'll miss out on something.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until really I got, I would say until I got into the 30s that I was like, no, I need to really make decisions and not worry about the consequences and the loss of opportunity. And I would say that during our conversations, we both kind of remarked on this on the phone that we felt uncannily compatible, definitely like way more than I had with any of my other exes, given the time and place where I was in my life and stuff. And so, yeah, I think after we had our New Year's conversation where Jenna was just basically like, you know, where is this going? Like, we need to make a decision. And I was just like, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a mini midlife crisis. I think you caught some of that, yeah. Tosh. And then, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to do it because I don't think I'll ever find anyone better, you know?
This is, guys, you're making me teary-eyed over here.
Love it.
Let me ask you, though. So, like, what did you take into consideration before doing this, though? Like, like you said, there was one aspect, like you took family into consideration and stuff like that. Like, what else did you guys take into consideration before deciding that this was the right thing, and who was going to move and all that stuff?
Right. Well, the who was going to move was pretty straightforward because Jenna had laid out.
Yeah, I was pretty clear from the beginning that I didn't want to move if I could help it. And then when I went out to LA, I was like, oh, this place is really cool, but I really don't see myself living there, especially since I am so established in Milwaukee, having the house and a job that I really, really like.
Yeah,
and,
you're a scientist, right?
Yes.
God damn, girl, get it.
So good.
Yes.
Yeah, when she got the new job, I knew that it was, I was like, okay, well, she has a stable job that she loves and I'm freelance. So that was pretty clear from the get-go. Unless the one kind of outlier was if Sci-Fi picked up my show, because we were having a meeting with them. But the meeting got postponed or whatever, so I was just like, all right, forget it. But yeah, so job was definitely one. Family was definitely one. Money, you know. Yeah. What is the earning potential and the loss potential of moving?
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, me coming out here, my earning potential is greatly reduced because the skills that I possess are not as in demand in Milwaukee. Surprise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was definitely something that we considered. And also, like, just general aspects of the future, like children and like where would you want your kids to grow up? And like,
Mason,
you know.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, no, go ahead.
Yeah.
Jenna was going to say something.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, you know, there's lots of fresh water over here.
Yeah, right. Of course.
All I hear about is drought.
No, yeah. Totally. I get it. Honestly, if the business weren't here, I would never live here.
Yeah.
Totally, I think that's, be in a nicer environment.
Cleaner. Right. I think that's kind of the conclusion I came to as well, is that while the opportunity that are in L.A., the opportunities that are in LA are unparalleled. You cannot get them anywhere else. The quality of life in LA, especially if you're like working in the industry, is rough.
Yeah.
It's rough emotionally, psychologically.
Yeah.
It's a rough deal. Whereas the Midwest, of course, has a more homey vibe to it, I guess. Like, like I know my neighbors, or I guess our neighbors now.
Yeah, you gotta do all the we talk now, Mace. It's all we, our, us.
Right. I'm still adjusting to that.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, I was talking to my mom and she was like, well, why don't you apply for a job in Chicago and blah blah blah. And I was like, oh, well, I have to talk to Jenna about that. And then I was like, oh my God, I have to talk to Jenna about everything now. Like, I can't just
even if you guys weren't like living together or whatever, you still kind of end up doing that in like a relationship. The boy and I have sort of, we made it official.
Hey, congratulations.
You know, but like even plans and whatever for the weekends, like our friends will hit us up and we'll kind of just be like, oh, hey, let me ask, you know, what they're doing, if they're down for this and what, you know, whatever. So like that's just normal stuff.
Yeah. And you're right. And I'm adjusting to that too. I have friends up here who are basically, you know, oh, let's meet up this weekend. And initially I would just be like, sure. But now I'm like, well, let me check with Jenna.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's a weird thing for me to do too, but I enjoy it. I think it shows a level of commitment to the relationship. So
yeah, of course. And it's just like, you know, a little bit of, no matter what, respect of each other and knowing like, hey, you know, you can always have your individual selves and you should always maintain your individual self, but still remember, like, you're still part of a whole, you know, and respecting that whole is as important as respecting the individual self. And there's nothing wrong with like being respectful to each other about little things. You know, I remember with like my ex who I was living with, that became one of the problems at the end was he wouldn't communicate what he was doing at all. And and it would be, and so it would be like, he would be out till like, whatever, 4 a.m. and I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? And nobody would pick up his phone or anything. But if it was reverse and I was coming home, he'd be like, when are you coming home? And he'd be awake for me, you know? And, and not, again, he wasn't doing anything bad because I knew he was with his friends, but it was just a point of like somebody going off doing their own thing and not respecting that he was in a home with somebody else. So like if you're not coming home at 4 a.m. and I don't know where you are, I'm obviously going to be stressed out. Like it's not going to, you know. So yeah, I think some of that is like natural. Let me ask you though, is there like a time limit you guys should be dating first before you... before you kind of take that leap, or what do you guys think?
Yeah, that's what's so funny. I actually agree with my mom and Jenna's parents, and like I have this, I understand where they're coming from, and yeah, we did move really fast, and if I was anywhere on the outside, I would be like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. I'd be like, let's wait for at least six months, probably a year. My original plan on dating was date for a year, then live together for a year, then get married. But I don't know, this, it all just got thrown out the window. A lot of it is that our communication is so more intense and open than any other relationship I've been in. Like there's
Yeah, from the beginning, I was like, you know, I'm really done like messing around with people who won't tell me things straight. So I was like, I'm just going to lay everything out on the table. And if it freaks him out and he runs away, then I know he's not the one. So
That's exactly what I tell. But Jenny, I know that you're younger. And it's like awesome that you came to that understanding at your age, because like I know, like I've gotten to that place in the last few years and I just don't give a fuck. And I'm like, I tell people, I'm like, stop, like, not being yourself around somebody, because the truth is the only thing you will find out is the truth, and the truth is never bad. Like the truth is literally, it's like that cheesy line that the truth will set you free. Like even if you find out that the person is bad, example, like they did something bad or whatever, you find out the truth about it, you can leave. Like that's what makes it good, you know. So it's like never anything bad that comes out of just being yourself and straight up and honest about every part. I think that was like the thing I had like written down, is like, I don't know if a time limit matters as much as qualities in the relationship that matter. Like for you guys, communication. And I think that's the biggest thing when you have a long distance relationship, is like, can you communicate well with each other and tell each other everything, you know, which...
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what brought us together so quickly, was that we were talking to each other long distance. And as a result of that, we were brutally open and honest with each other about everything. And also, because we were long distance, we were talking every day, all the time. And it really kind of just set the pattern for the kind of open communication that should be in a relationship. So in that aspect, I think it really helped. But if a friend of mine came and was like, hey, I met this girl and I'm going to move in with her after 4 months, and we've only seen each other in person like 5 times, I would be like, no, you're insane.
Yeah.
So
that's really, to answer your question about how much time, it really does depend on the couple and how,
yeah, I guess that's fair.
How they communicate, and two, how they feel. So if you're, because everyone asked me, like, are you comfortable with that? That was their main concern. And I was like, yeah, like I'm not worried about it, so I don't see why it would be. Like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I feel really good about it, so I'm gonna go ahead and take this chance.
Yeah, and nice. I was similarly. Of course, I had reservations about it, but in my heart, I wasn't concerned about living with her. Like I knew that was gonna be fine. I was concerned about the opportunity cost that I was giving up.
Yeah,
But I never felt bad or concerned about living together. Mm-hmm. I was always like, no, like I believe in us. We can conquer anything, which was new for me.
Yeah.
Previously in my other relationships, I'd always be like, well, there's this issue, but I, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah. In this one, I was like, no, I'm really confident. Like, nothing's going to mess this up.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
I got you. We're going to take a quick break. But when we're back, we're going to talk about some things to think about before making that leap for love. But first, sure. This message. Hey, guys, welcome back to Kinda Dating. I'm Natasha Chandel, and my guest today is our former producer. This is really, really weird to say, Mason Booker, and his new GF, Jenna Cava. Welcome to the show. Did I say your last name right?
Cava.
Cava.
It was
okay.
Close.
Close enough.
Close enough. People say it right. Worse sometimes.
And both of them moved. Or Mason moved states to Milwaukee, which this little Canadian girl has no idea where that is on the map. So I'm assuming
that's Wisconsin.
It's somewhere in the middle of America.
Chicago. It's next to Chicago. It's in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, that one I know. So they moved for love. And I want to throw out some stats on moving for somebody else. So a survey by survey by homes.com says that 18% of people moved for a significant other. Women mm-hmm. were slightly more likely to move for a partner than men. 70% of relocation was successful, but a quarter of them broke up after.
That's okay.
Hey, a quarter isn't that bad.
We can beat those odds.
Yeah, I think so. And 18% said moving failed because it was to save a relationship versus something they really wanted to do because it was right.
Sure.
Which, you know, it's like having a baby to fucking fix a relationship.
Right,
that's
right.
Not going to work out.
Right.
So let me ask you guys, do you guys have any fears or hesitations, or did you have it before kind of coming in? I know, you know, Mace, you talked about it a little bit, like you thought about it, but I want like listeners to know, like, is that normal? And if so, what kinds of things did you guys have to think about?
Yeah, it's totally normal. I don't think you can make any sort of real big life decision and not have some sort of concerns about the outcome and if you're making the right decision. So in that aspect, like, it's totally normal. I don't know anyone who would make a decision and not have some sort of concern.
Yeah.
But for me, it was mostly my biggest fear, my absolute hugest fear, and we've talked about this a little bit, is that I would move here and then we'd break up.
Yeah.
And then what? Like, mm-hmm. I've upended my entire life. And I think you had a similar fear, basically.
Yeah. That, you know, he'd move here and then realize, oh, well, I guess that was good, but I don't know anymore.
I got other stuff going on or whatever. So that was the big concern.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were a bunch of other concerns, like not being able to find a job is definitely a big concern.
Yeah.
And meeting the parents. What if the family doesn't like me? That's a concern.
Right.
Well, you met them.
I did, and it went okay, but it was a concern before that.
I know. I still have to meet your family.
I know. It's coming.
Oh, there we go. Something to look forward to.
We're gonna hop back on the road and go pick up the rest of my stuff from the East Coast.
Nice.
But yeah, so there was that. Also, you know, to a lesser extent, her friends, like, you know, were her friends going to like me? And,
mm-hmm.
and basically, I was just concerned, like, anyone who's outside of the relationship but holds sway, if they don't like what's going on, they'll voice their opinions. And then it's not necessarily going to break their relationship, but it makes things harder. And so I think that was a concern that I had.
Well, I would always suggest, it seems like the crux and the pillar of your guys' relationship is that you communicate really well. And I would say don't mm-hmm. ever forget that. Because even if right. other people come on the outside and they say things to you, like, and this is the things I've learned of living with somebody. And you know, even the ex I told you I met after like 10 years, it's like mm-hmm. if you're keeping even a little bit of what's been happening inside, like you heard something mm-hmm. from her parents or whatever it is. If Jenna heard something from her parents and she doesn't communicate that to you and then you don't actually reciprocate back exactly how you really feel, then mm-hmm. other feelings develop that shouldn't be developing, you know, and then right. that's mm-hmm. what creates rift. Not like if you guys are just like continue to be straight up with each other, like, hey, this is how my dad feels about you. Oh, OK, well, like this is how I feel about the situation. How can we, you know, solve the problem? Like when you do right. that, then then there's no like, sorry, I'm like coughing. I'm like trying to control coughs as I talk.
I get it. I'm with it.
There's nothing to create a rift, you know?
Right.
It's just a matter of discussing things with each other. And I would say like the risk of any relationship is, are we going to break up? That's the mm-hmm. risk of any marriage. You know what I mean? Like people get married sure. and you're still married and 30 years later, you're still wondering like, shit, this could be the end. That's just right. life. But that's life in general. Like every step we take outside, we're wondering like, shit, is this my last moment? Anything could happen. Right. You know, you can't yeah. live in fear and you can't live in any of that. And you just have to keep trusting mm-hmm. that whatever happens, like you made a decision for yourself. And like Gretzky says, you know, what is it? Something about like you miss all the shots you didn't take. So,
right. sure.
you know, it is just kind of like you won't know unless you try.
Right.
But let me ask you guys. So what are some of the tips? What kind of tips could you give people if they're planning on moving for a significant other?
I would definitely say, Take a hard look at the relationship, and are there any problems that you feel, although no matter how small now, could they turn into a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Could they turn into something that you couldn't handle? And then talk about them.
Yeah.
Like address them.
Yeah.
That would be my number one tip. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips, my love?
Yes. Well, okay. So in addition to looking at those potential problems, make sure you're counterbalancing any cons you see with the pros that would come from actually moving.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to focus on all the bad stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I also think planning is big, right? Like plan, mm-hmm. guys. Like plan
yeah.
like what you guys did. Like what is your long-term plan as a couple? What is your financial right. plan? Not just yeah. when you get there, but like the financial plan of moving no. itself.
Yeah, well before. Mm-hmm. Well before. You should map all of that out. That I think that helped tremendously. Like our move mm-hmm. went really smooth because months prior we had mapped everything out. Like, well, what if you did come here? What
yeah.
if this?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, how would we handle this? And how would, you know?
Yeah.
And I think what you guys were sort of talking about, but just like taking a step further is like really figuring out why you're doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, like that stat said, 18% said moving failed when it was to save a relationship. So like, why right. are you really moving and really own then whatever your final decision is so that there's no resentment? Like you're grown up. If you as a grown up decide to make a choice, you know, don't. Mm-hmm. turn it back around on the other person and be like, oh, I moved because of you. Like, fuck you. You moved because you're a grown-up.
Right, right. Right.
So, like, I think, but that only comes down to, like, really figuring out why you're doing it. If you're doing it to save a relationship out of insecurity, out of whatever, then mm-hmm. it's probably not rooted in the right reason versus it being like, you know what, this is right and this is the next logical step.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to what actually initially drew me to Jenna was that our communication was so good that I felt I could ask her and talk with her about anything. Like in previous relationships, I had been hesitant to bring up certain topics because I was afraid of the reaction or whatever. But in this one, I was like, no, you know, we're going to talk about it and we're just going to hash it out. Mm-hmm. And there were some awkward moments, but we got through it.
Hey, but that's the fun part is like, who can you get through the awkward moments with?
Well, yep. But that's the thing. Like once you get through it, you can make a decision with certainty mm-hmm. and be like, yeah, we're good. I'm going to move. Like it's going to be good.
I also think it's really important and kind of like what Jen was saying is like two things. One, if you're going to a new place and you're the one doing the move, research where you're moving and find things that you would like about it. You know, find cool activities and places that you want to see, or like just focus a little bit on the positive and be optimistic, because like we said, like moving is hard enough. So find mm-hmm. other things that you could enjoy there. So that you don't feel so like, again, comparing different places and whatever. Like now you have a new place to explore, and every city in the world has cool shit going on, you know, like it caters to everybody. So it's just a matter of like finding that. And like Jenna was saying, like focus on the positive, because there's lots of negative, you know, in life.
Yeah.
And it's just like your attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in a way very lucky because I did go to college here.
Yeah.
And so I do have a group of friends here already, and I am familiar with the city, sort of, although it's changed.
It's changed quite a bit. It's changed for the better, sounds like.
Pretty dramatically since I was here. But yeah, but you're right. Definitely research where you're going mm-hmm. and see if you think you can find a fit. And it, you know, it always helps if you have any sort of social network to kind of help get you settled.
And I would say finally, like, don't be disheartened if it didn't work out. This is not for you guys, mm-hmm. for everybody in general who might be doing this.
Sure.
Because like we said, that's for any relationship ever.
The odds are. Yeah, the mm-hmm. odds are the odds, yeah.
There are, again, it's like the odds of fucking divorce and marriage and whatever is 50%. Who cares? If you really want to be with somebody, you're going to be with them. And I would say, you know, if you're constantly working in a positive way towards your relationship, you are increasing your odds. And if it, again, doesn't work out, everybody survives and there's always something positive out of it. Jenna, Mason, thank you so, so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, yeah.
We're not done, though. You know what happens next, Mace. What happens next?
We're going to do five questions.
Oh, yes. It's not five anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's six now. It's six. There you go.
Six questions.
But Tosh, I've answered all of them.
I know you have. I don't even know if it's worth you doing this anymore.
Let's just hear it, Jenna.
Hey.
No, you both do it, okay? So this is six questions, Jenna. This is our original dating version of the Bernard Pivot questionnaire that was made famous on Inside the Actor Studio. So here are your six questions. Maybe Jenna can go first and then Mace, because we've heard Mace before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What is the first thing you notice about a potential partner?
Oh,
got it.
Probably their like overall demeanor, like, you know, whether or not they seem nervous or confident or just kind of their like full body expression.
The vibe.
Yes.
I got you. Mine is hair.
Hair. Nice.
Hair. First thing.
What is your one deal breaker?
You go first.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a list.
I was just going to say, girls always got lots. We could just go on and be like, all the things that.
Yeah, but if I had to boil it down to like one thing that I know would make it not work is if you're like anti-vaccines. or a creationist that I know.
That's so that funny. I have never heard that. That's so
scientist-y
of you. Yes. Mace, what's yours?
Smoking.
Nice. What turns you on?
Being forward, being like, hey, let's have sex now, and I'll be like, yeah,
yes, take charge. I like it.
Yeah, there
Mace,
you go.
What's yours?
I can't remember what I said before, but I think
who cares? Mine, say what's on your thing.
Yeah, like. Yeah. No. I'm gonna go with like openness and communication, honesty. That
yeah.
Really, that really does it for me.
He's like, yeah, honesty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, tell me how you really feel. I like this.
Tell us one of your strengths and one of your weaknesses in relationships.
One of my strengths has always been that I know what I want. I've known what I've wanted since I was 17, and I haven't let anyone in that hasn't at least met the minimum requirements.
I like it. Weakness.
And then a weakness. Well, I've gotten much better than I had been, but I had always been very, very shy growing up. And sometimes it was hard to like, it was originally hard to communicate, but I've gotten much, much better at that.
Yeah, you kicked that.
Seems like, yeah, it seems like you're a good communicator.
Oh, she's the best.
Macy, what's yours?
Yeah. So my strength would be that I'm super supportive and I'm ready. I'm like, whatever you need, I'm down. I'm ready to do it. And like, I'll go to the ends of the earth to support you in everything
that
you do.
You are like that.
And thank you. And then I would say my weakness is almost the same thing that comes of that is that I often overextend myself for a relationship that doesn't give as much as I'm giving. So I don't receive as much as I give and I end up giving too much and end up basically getting walked on.
I hear you. What is love?
Oh, yeah. I have to go first.
Yeah.
Love is finding someone that you can be comfortable with and talk to and be with, like, no matter how upset they are, you're not afraid of what could happen. You know that you can get through it and everything will work out for the better.
Nice. Mace?
Yeah. It's the same sentiment, just kind of simplified. I think love is acceptance. It's acceptance of everything that your partner brings, good and bad. Just I'm going to accept it and work with it and be good with it.
I like that. Besides I love you, what three words would you want your partner to tell you?
Oh.
This one took me the longest to figure out.
This one took you three words.
Besides I love you, what three words would you want your partner to tell you?
I feel like you asked me this and I had an answer for it before, but now I don't.
I probably did as a joke. I remember it.
Yeah.
You want to say it?
Was it fuck me please?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it was fuck me now.
Fuck me now. Yes, that
I
was
like it.
That was your original answer. So, which again shows that we're a good match. My answer was come to bed.
Haha, yes. I love it. I love it, guys. Well, Mason, Jenna, thank you so much for joining us on Kinda Dating. Mason,
yeah,
we're going to miss you but I feel
mm-hmm.
like this is not over and you will always be a part of the show and you're always welcome on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm available.
Yes. What? How can people find you guys on social media?
Oh, I am the Keegam, T-H-E-K-I-G-A-M on Instagram and Twitter, Animatic Love, if you still are interested in following that. I took the show with me, so we'll be doing it out here.
Good.
And then, I don't know, are you on?
Yeah, well, I just started getting into cosplay, so I have my cosplay Instagram.
Love it.
Yes!
Fledgling Merlin Cosplay.
You might want to spell that.
Oh, gosh, it's so long, though. F-L-E... D-G-L-I-N-G-M-E-R-L-I-N cosplay.
Sweet.
On Instagram.
I love it. Well, thank you guys for being on the show. But guys, while Mason is leaving, that doesn't mean that we don't have a new member of the Kinda Dating team. So I really want to welcome and say thank you in advance to Mackenzie, who is taking over from Mason and has so far been kick-ass. So, yes. You know, we're really,
Max
really excited
so
to have you and work with you. And we'll see if Mackenzie's open as to throw in her opinions, too, in the show as we go on. I'm sure she will be. But thank you so much for being a part of Meltdown Network. And, we're so excited to have you.
Yeah. Thank you again. I've enjoyed talking with you even more.
Yay. Well, guys, remember, we are also on social media. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Kinda Dating. If you didn't know, Kinda Dating is presented by Meltdown Comics. Come visit us at 7522 Sunset Boulevard here in LA. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. If you can take a few seconds and review us on iTunes, we'd really appreciate it. And download the rest of our shows. Finally, like I said in the beginning, I'd love to hear more of your dating stories and thoughts, so email us at kindadating@gmail.com. Finally, and this applies very much to you, Macy and Jen, I know it seems tough out there, but just try. Till next time.